All right, good Sunday evening to everyone. I am super excited to be here. This is Executive Consultant Brooke Thedford calling to you from Pearland, Texas. This is my fourth week to host the call, and I have loved every minute of it. And this is definitely going to be a highlight for me. I get to interview a really special couple. But before I do that, for those of you who don't know, I do work the business with my wonderful husband, Terry, and we've been in the business a little over 3 years. And to say that it has changed our life would truly be an understatement. I know that's such a cliche term, but it's so, so true. You know, 3 years ago, our lives were a lot different. My husband was actually a police officer here where we live in Pearland, Texas, and I was an insurance agent. We have three beautiful daughters, but we just didn't have enough time for them, and we didn't have enough money to do things that we wanted to do. Can anyone relate to that? And so then comes Ambit Energy, and we saw it as a way, as a vehicle for change. And I don't know if any of you are looking for that, or maybe you found it, but this couple that we're going to be interviewing tonight, they are one of the best. And, you know, it's really true that Ambit attracts some fantastic people. I don't know if any of you guys have been to a simulcast or an Ambition and you've heard Jerry Thompson Jr. stand on the stage and talk about how Ambit attracts good people. And he is exactly right. Not only are Chris and Jerry the best of the best, but thankfully Ambit attracts some amazing people. And these two individuals that I'm going to have the pleasure and the honor of interviewing tonight, I am super excited about. See, they are actually in Success From Home magazine this year in the 2018 edition, November edition. I don't know if you do not have your hands on a copy of the Success From Home magazine from this year, you are missing out. This is a wonderful tool to use when you're talking to people about the business. And I was actually flipping through the magazine and I noticed, you know, we have an article in the magazine that's been such a fun thing for our family. And then I switch over and here are these two. They are actually from Maine, which is probably the furthest you can possibly get from me. But, you know, what's cool about Ambit is it connects people from all different walks of life and all different states. And so I would love to bring on Jay and Teresa Sanborn. Are you guys there?
We are, Brooke. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Brooke.
Awesome. I was reading through your article, and of course, I've seen you guys and seen you at Ambition and seen you on Facebook and, of course, read your article before, but I was rereading it, and it's really fantastic. You know, I love how you guys talk about it's about the people and about building the relationships and about helping other people. And I just think that that's fantastic because I've learned in the business that if you don't make it about yourself, if you make it about other people, somehow you end up getting what you want and what you desire. So I know that you guys have a heart of gold and you have that love for people. But if you'll just start off by telling us a little bit about how you got started in Ambit Energy, we'd love to hear your story.
Absolutely, Brooke. So right before we got started, my husband was working five different jobs. He was a police officer, an EMT, school bus driver, school teacher, and a limo driver on the weekends. And yes, he did that simultaneously. And I was working as a business manager for a large oil and propane company, working 120 hours, 7 days a week. So to say that we had no time was an understatement. So for something to come into our lives at that moment, we really had no time. And we were trying to just make ends meet with what we had going. It seemed like everything was against us at that time.
Yeah, and you know, kind of how we saw the opportunity was, you know, it was at a turning point in our lives. In fact, you know, we had a daughter that was getting ready to graduate from high school. And she had done extremely well in all of her classes and got accepted all these colleges, wanted to study pre-med, except we had no money. As hard as we were working, we were just struggling to survive. And every time we seemed like, you know, we'd get ahead a little bit, life would kind of kick us in the gut, as I'm sure many people on this call have experienced. And so we were just financially in a bind and just trying to always find a way to make extra money or do whatever we could to just keep ourselves afloat. And the day that my friend actually showed up in my house and called me and asked me if I was going to be home was the day that we actually received a disconnection notice from our incumbent utility, and to know that our electricity was going to be shut off if we didn't come up with some extra money was kind of a stressor. But, you know, right about that time, our friend called and said, I got something I need to show you. You're going to be home. And he came into our living room, and the minute he walked in, I just kind of knew that this was it for me. And, you know, he showed me the opportunity of being able to save money on electricity, get it for free. He had me at hello. And then, you know, I was kind of just open to this. And you know, that's kind of how our story started.
Wow, I love it. I didn't realize that you were also in law enforcement. So thank you so much for your service. We definitely know
the sacrifice. Thank you. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And so thank you. 5 jobs, 120 hours a week. That's incredible. So I'm sure some people are on the call thinking, man, I have one job and work 40 hours a week, and I just don't have time for this business. So a little bit of a wake-up call. But I love another thing in your story in the magazine. You guys say, have commitment, drive, and a willingness to sacrifice now for what you want later. And I think that's really important for people to understand. And I think that's a golden nugget that people could take away from the call tonight, is it's not like things are going to fall in your lap. You know, it's not like consultants and customers are just going to come flying out of the sky. You have to sacrifice. You have to work at it. And so can you tell us a little bit about what you guys have done in your business to really get it going? I know you've had some sacrifices. So how have you sacrificed, but you see now that it's paying off for you in your business?
Well, we just really, I think, you know, we all face challenges, and it's not awful easy for all of us to make excuses and come up with reasons why we can't do things. But we really took our mental focus when we really came into this and believed that this was going to be the vehicle for us to know that we just needed to have that mindset of just be willing to do whatever it takes. And I think we were taught that by Ray Monty, and his mindset is, you know, be on the whatever it takes program. And if you really want this thing, you got to be willing to kind of put yourself out there and do some things you maybe wouldn't normally do, like drive 7 hours to a training or do different things, like pick up and create a business presentation if you've got enough going on in an area to be able to just take the lead sometimes. And that wasn't easy for us because it wasn't something we'd ever done before. Having never done anything like this, never been in network marketing, never built a team or organization like this, being able to just kind of realize that this is one of those things where if you can put yourself out there, put yourself beyond what your normal thinking is and just expand your horizons a little bit. And I think that when you push yourself to do things that are a little bit uncomfortable, and you're right, things just don't come to you and fall out of the sky. I mean, we work for everything we had, but, you know, when you're desiring to get to free energy, you go get it and you get your 15 customers in a week and a half like we did. And when you're desiring to have success in this business, you go and get promoted to regional right away like we did in 13 days and senior in 40. You know, that you've got to just make it a priority. And regardless, we still had to work. I still had to work 5 jobs. She still had to work 120 hours. We just made it work. We found a way to fit it in and do what we needed to do. I don't know if my wife wants to add anything to that.
Yeah, I think it gets to the point when you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. So when you want something bad enough, you set your goals and you look into the horizon, you just keep going and pushing forward.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, that's so, so true. We can relate so much to y'all's story because we were just like you guys. We had never built any kind of direct sales company or built a team. I mean, we did our job. My husband did a great job as a police officer, and I was doing a good job running the insurance agency, but we didn't know about building a team or, you know, any kind of network marketing or anything like that. So I definitely sympathize with kind of what you guys were going through. And I think a lot of people on the call, but you know, if you want it bad enough, you can make it happen. I love what you said there, Teresa. I think that's really important. One of the lines that we like to tell our team is, you know, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. And the very first ambition that my husband went to, that was one of the things that the speaker said. And I think you guys can probably relate to that. You also mentioned in your story that it's terrifying. It was terrifying to speak in front of people, and we totally understand. I remember the first time they were pushing us up in front of the room to talk at a business presentation. We were like, you guys are nuts. There's no way we're speaking in front of people. And then all of a sudden, this business becomes a personal development plan, right? So how has this personally developed you, and how have you stepped out of your comfort zone to really become a better person and obviously also enrich your finances?
Well, I think that, something as far as, being kind of out of your comfort zone for me was just the whole idea of, building teams and being out there. But I know for my wife, it was definitely, being in front of the room and doing those kind of things. And for me, it was more just really understanding that there was an opportunity to step up and be a leader, be something that I've never been able to do before, because I think you get into that role of always being told what to do and then learning how to adjust yourself to be the person that just does it, as opposed to being, kind of being told how things are supposed to be and being, even in a police environment or a school teaching environment, whatever it was I was always doing, it was always somebody else was directing the show and just kind of stepping up and directing things myself and realizing that that's what you need to do sometimes is just take direction from yourself, not taking it from other people and not judge me. I think the other thing was that I was always comparing and judging myself based on other people's efforts, and that's not the goal here. The goal here is to create something special for yourself. So whatever it is you're doing in your business, understand it's not to impress or get to a certain level in a certain amount of time and whatever. It's about building something for the future. And that's the real end goal is for everybody that's on the call, I hope, is to understand you're building something special that's going to reward you later on. And sometimes just being able to push through that and see that's really the end goal.
Yeah, and as far as that whole comfort zone thing, I can relate completely. Speaking in front of the room was a no way, no how, I'm not doing it, can't do it. And I can remember the first time I had to do it, Tim Devine came to me and said, Tracy, you're getting up in front of the room tonight. And I thought I was going to pass out. I didn't know how I was going to get through that. And I think I stood up there and shook like an old oak tree with all the leaves falling off. It was the worst thing in the world. But now I look at it as I am giving information to people that's going to help them. This has nothing to do with me. So it gets easier.
I love that. I love that. It has nothing to do with me. Wow, that's really powerful, because if you do take yourself out of it and just think all these people that you could be blessing by the opportunity, I mean, that's pretty incredible. I love that perspective for sure. So let me just ask you guys, and remind me how long you've been in the business also, but what has been your greatest challenge and how have you been able to overcome it?
We've been in 3.5 years. We started April 8th of 2015, so probably just like you guys, we started just a little over 3 years ago, and we're almost exactly a year to the day of becoming ECs. So it's been a whirlwind, really. I mean, I'm sure you can relate when you are going through and getting yourself promoted and going through and building teams, that time flies, and it's hard to believe it's been 3.5 years, to be honest with you. It feels like we just started, but it's certainly, I'd say some of the challenges that we faced was, that mental toughness. And, one of the things that we got ourselves kind of stuck, and I think a lot of people do get stuck, as long as you're not using stuck as an excuse, but ourselves, we really needed to learn how to not put all of our eggs in one basket and just really focus on getting new people started and continuing to grow and build and not slow down our forward movement personally. I think a lot of times we get some people into business, we spend a lot of time with those people, and sometimes they don't want it as badly as we want it for them. And I mean, we really focus on making other people's whys our why to go build. So sometimes we get emotionally attached to people pretty easily and their goals and what we want to be able to see for them. And that kind of can be to a fault, I think, in some way, and that's what we found that we've had to learn, is that you know, we've got to let people show us how much they want it. And so I'd say that's probably been the biggest challenge for us is just not getting so emotionally attached, even though it's a great thing to be able to be connected with people. But we got to also, you know, let people on the team kind of show us. And there's definitely a ton of people on our team right now that have just gone way above and beyond. And, you know, we love the people we work with and what we're able to do and help them achieve what they're looking to achieve. But just, you know, not letting other people dictate your destiny. Just stay focused on your goals personally, but helping other people at the same time. And that's pretty huge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. You know, and something that we have to remember as well is if you have to drag them in, right, you have to drag them around. So that's what I
exactly.
Always, yeah, I mean, that's what we always tell our team. They're like, this lady isn't getting in. I know she'd be great. And I'm like, look, I know you think she'd be great, but if she doesn't see it, she doesn't see it. You know, so that's really important. And I think what else is funny is a lot of us try to prejudge, right? We think that this person would be great in the business and that person would be great in the business and this person would never do the business. And all of a sudden, the people you never expected are the ones that, you know, really end up doing really well. So I think that's really important is don't prejudge. Go ahead and share it with everybody. And I think that your challenge is right. Go ahead and sponsor people and let them prove to you what they can do before you decide to spend a bunch of time with them. I think that is really important. But I know we have a lot of new consultants on the call. So what would you say is your best piece of advice for new consultants or maybe for someone who's just feeling stuck?
I guess if you're feeling stuck, go back to the list. You know, really go back to the fundamentals and the system that we have in place. I mean, there's an incredible system in place that I think that was something that early on, you know, we didn't realize the system was really what you need to focus on and it teaches you, but it also teaches the system and that grows and duplicates in your team. But really just go back to your list and make some appointments and it's kind of like starting over when you're stuck. You've got to get yourself out of the rut. So what do? You go back and start where you started and get your list out, kind of fine tune who you're going to contact. Get in the mode of contacting again, just like it's day one, and really just reset yourself. It's like hitting a reset button because any day in the ambit where you maybe don't feel like you're getting where you want to be, it can be day one again. And it doesn't matter if you've been in for 3.5 years, I'm sure the people that have been in 8 or 9 years, they have to do the same thing. They have to go back to the basics fundamentals, get out your list, start making some phone calls and start making appointments and just pick yourself up and move. And, you know, that comes a lot of times with disappointment but never having regret, just always going out there and taking the step to keep going. Don't be afraid to start over. Don't be afraid to go personally sponsor a few more people. And, you know, if your business isn't where it is, it's up to you to go make it happen. So that's kind of my advice, I think. Teresa, you have anything else?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is that we all have hit that mode before, that stuck mode. And you get into this comfort zone of, I'm just going to go ahead and work with the people that I have. They're going to start doing something, but then they don't. You start slowing down. Your business isn't growing and you're stuck. So it's a matter of looking at yourself in the mirror and going, you're in control of your business. This is your business. Don't rely on other people. You need to start a new leg, start over. Make it happen.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, how many times do you hear somebody say, well, I don't have anybody to work with. Nobody on my team is working. You know, and it's like, well, when's the last time you personally sponsored someone? Oh, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago. Well, ding, 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 right? You got to really follow the leader. Your team is going to do what you're doing. And I can't tell you how many times we've looked at each other and said, we got to push for restart. Yeah, I'm sure your team is great and we've got some people that are great, but you have to restart. I've heard national consultants say, you know how many times I've pushed restart on my business? And so mm-hmm. I think that if you understand you have to do that and you will probably be doing that your entire career, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's totally fine to push restart. So I love that advice. I think that's great. And I think if you are a new consultant on the call, just know that it's okay. If you get stuck, push restart, start over, start a brand new list, and keep going. The people who win are the people that don't quit. And that's kind of the key, is just not quitting. So what would you guys say, in the 3.5 years that you have been in, what's your greatest victory or accomplishment in Ambit Energy so far?
Well, I would say that, the greatest accomplishment or achievement that we see is when we see our teams getting recognized, getting promoted, and, you know, when we're able to see our team at Simulcast and Ambition, we work really hard to make sure people understand the importance of being at these events and then seeing people get recognized. And we just kind of look around. We get really great joy out of being able to see that, because you know that you're really bringing something to people and you're putting them on the path of opportunity. Like, sometimes they don't even know what to expect or why. And it's even more fun to see people that are there for the very first time. And, you know, and just being able to see what that does to the team and what it does to their business after the event. So I think just going to those events, but just also seeing the success of the team, and it's really just kind of a supercharged feeling to be able to see people as they promote to regional, senior, and on their way to executive. And that's probably for us the biggest achievement. And I will say, I'm going to personally add in something here, but I'd say probably our biggest achievement is that we've been married almost 30 years and raised two great kids. So personally, I think
congratulations.
That's the biggest achievement. I had to add that in there.
That's awesome. Congratulations. 30 years. Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. We're about 15, so we got a little bit more time till we get to 30, but you guys are such great examples. And I was looking at your picture in the magazine and you have these beautiful horses. I know we're getting off topic, but tell me about them. Are these guys yours?
These horses are actually friends of ours. They're really close friends of ours, and they're actually their son is actually a consultant of ours. So when they asked us where we wanted to go, we wanted to go to their farm, and we wanted to ride the horses in the pictures, but the photographer didn't think that was going to be able to happen. So as you'll see in the picture, we're leading them, but we go there quite frequently, and we love those people, and we love their horses. So that's kind of our release and our break, and that's something we love to do. So it was really great to be able to have those in the picture with us, and they're just great, great horses.
Well, you guys look great. It's so neat to see the smiles on your faces, and I know that, you know, what Ambit's done for us and for you, it's pretty incredible. But you touched on Ambition and Simulcast, so I just want everyone to really understand how important those events were. For us, we got in, and a week later, my husband went to Ambition. They were like, you got to go. You got to pay this money. You got to get this hotel. And we were like, these people are crazy. We're supposed to make money, and now we're spending all this money. So tell us what has been so big about the events in your business and why everyone should 110% be registered for Simulcast?
Well, I would say, all of the events, whether it's a local training or business presentations and the major events are really what drove our business and is what always has driven us to do more and be more successful after each and every one. And I think it's because of the people that you're around and what you see and what you're able to understand, and it just puts a perspective in your mind as to what you're doing here and being able to gain incredible knowledge. And you know, I know 2 weeks in the business, we went to a great length, 7-hour drive to get to a training in Pennsylvania. So, and we didn't have the money. We didn't even have the gas money to get there. We were behind on our electric bill trying to get ourselves, you know, to free electricity. And so we were just doing whatever we could. So going to Simulcast and Ambition, I mean, our first Ambition that first year was the same week that we were moving our daughter into college for the first time. And we were scrambling and scraping, trying to get the money together. And we were able to do that because of Ambit to be able to get her into college. But then we also had to spend money to get to Dallas and be at Ambition. And it was money we didn't have. And it was money that we don't believe in credit cards. So thank God we don't have that hanging over our head. So it wasn't like we could just go and rack up a bunch of money. We had to figure out a way. It's kind of just been like our business the whole way, is you always find a way to make it happen. We didn't even understand the importance of it, but we knew if everybody else was doing this, and I don't know, I've never been hanging around a lot of people that made millions of dollars or a lot of money, but if they're telling me that this is something I should probably do, and they've been super successful, then I guess I need to pay attention, because I've never been super successful and made a whole lot of money. So I knew that these people were telling us to be there. We needed to be there, and we needed to figure out how to do it. And we did. And it wasn't easy. It was definitely on a shoestring budget. And, you know, you order a pizza and you warm it up and whatever you have to do, you know. But, you know, simulcast coming up, I would say, you know, we're hearing some rumors of some pretty amazing stuff that corporate's getting ready to do. And I think there's going to be some incredible announcements. We've always seen the most growth and most financial gain in our business when we've attended these events. And I mean, I know there's a lot of people doing watch parties, but I think being there, I mean, I don't want to watch the Super Bowl on TV. I'd much rather be at the game. So, I mean, we're going to be right there in the action and, you know, hopefully participating and just being part of an incredible, incredible event. And, you know, if you're new on the call, just take the advice of people that have had success and understand that this is important. You know, if you're building a business and you're going to take part in something that's special, that's going to change your life, there are certain things that are really important. And our two biggest events, one of them's coming up in 40 days. You know, we've got to be there. That's how it is. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. No matter what happens, we'll be there. That makes sense?
it really, really does. I love that. Would you rather be watching the Super Bowl on TV or be there? And I tell you what, I'd much rather be there. I'm just like you, Jay. So I agree. So everyone, if you are not registered for Simulcast, go into your Power Zone, go into your event center, and get registered. Listen to this couple. They know what they're talking about. They've had the success. But before we wrap up, is there anything else you guys want to add? You have such an incredible story, and you give people so much hope that the same thing can happen for them. But just like I said, before we wrap up, if there's anything you want to add to it, we just so appreciate your time and being here tonight.
Well, first, I want to say what a great job you do hosting the call, Brooke. It's been great to be on here. But, you know, I think the best advice we could give people is to really look to your upline for help and support. And I think that's something that we did early on and really just plugging into the leaders. And, you know, I think before we leave here tonight, we'd be amiss if we didn't thank some people that have really helped us from the very beginning. And, you know, first, I would say Ray Monty and Kayla and, you know, all that Ray has been able to do as a leader to help us and just constantly pouring himself into us and our team. And Brian and Betsy, Brian McClure has been instrumental in giving us incredible advice. Brian and Betsy just become great friends of ours. And we think highly of them and Ray, Monty, and Kayla. And, you know, there's so many great people that we work with on a regular basis that have just helped us grow. And, you know, Tim and Sonia Devine and Wayne and Nancy Hill and Tim and Missy Ellinger, Kirk and Trisha Rand, Chad Crenshaw, Anthony and Jess Clay. I mean, I could just go on and on and on. There's so many great people in this business, but we just want to thank those people, but reach out to those people. We met them through events. We met them through networking, you know, all of the different things that we do, holding trainings and whatever. Get involved, meet the people, and be part of an organization, be part of something extremely special. And, you know, I think Teresa will probably want to end on something too.
Yeah, I guess, you know, the biggest thing is Jay said is make sure you're networking. It's so huge. I mean, we were taken under the wing of a couple that told us the best thing you can do is get out there and talk to other people. You're going to find people that have the same story as you do, went through the same tribulations as you do. But what I want to do right now is thank our team. I mean, they're our biggest accolade. I mean, we wouldn't be where we are today because of them. I mean, they're always stepping up to the plate. They're going above and beyond, and we just love them to death. So thanks, guys. We love you.
Oh, well, thank you guys so much. Thanks for taking the time out to share with us. It was such a wonderful time to get to know you guys. And again, if you don't have a copy of Success Remote Magazine, if you have not read Jay and Teresa Sanborn's story, please do. And I know just like any other leader in the business, they're there to help. And so just like they mentioned, reach up to the upline, reach up to them as well. Have them help you. I know they would be glad to. They obviously have a heart for people. So thank you guys so much. But before we end tonight, I am going to bring on the masterminds behind this call. They have taken over for Brian McClure, and they are such a fantastic couple. So Richard, Miriam, Wado, are you there?
We are, but thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, I get so emotional hearing Jay and Teresa talk. I love your story. I remember hearing you guys share for the first time in the Northeast and how moved I was about how incredible your sacrifice for your family was. And it doesn't ever cease to move me at how amazing you guys are and how much you took on this opportunity. So I hope you guys on the call have been encouraged. Jay and Teresa, and we have just loved having Brooke host the call the last few weeks. You have been absolutely amazing, and we are just so honored that we get to call you guys friends and running buddies in this business. You've been amazing.
So, Brooke, just as your experience of being the host for the past few weeks, you know, what are some of your takeaways from this?
Well, first of all, thank you guys so much. It's really, truly the honor is mine to have been able to host the call. But I think what it does is it rejuvenates you. It's definitely given me, you know, like there's times in the business where you have the ebbs and the flows and the hills and the valleys. And I think it's totally normal for any business. But it's really given us just a brand new hope and just knowing that Ambit Energy is the right company. We're surrounded by the right people, and it's just amazing to see the leadership and I'll hear all the stories and just know that this business is changing lives and we have to go out and talk to more people to help them change their life. So it's just really been rejuvenating for me and for Terry. And so I just thank you guys so much for the opportunity and allowing us to be your host for the last 4 weeks.
Absolutely. Well, you've done an amazing job and we certainly appreciate it. So just a quick update on a couple things. Those of you that are still on the call, we've just got a couple more minutes. We've got, over the next few weeks, obviously we've got the holidays coming up. So we've got, what we're going to do is Mary and I are going to be alternating on hosting the call. We are going to be doing a series on all those that have been profiled in the Success from Home magazine. So that's why we had Jay and Teresa on tonight. Who do we have on next week?
Doug Parker,
executive consultant Doug Parker.
I'll give him over to Doug Parker, Tony, and Diana Procopio.
And then,
Doug Parker, then Tony and Diana Procopio.
That's right. So we've got the next couple of weeks kind of lined up with that. We'll be carrying that theme through probably the end of January, maybe even the middle of February. So just keep an eye out for the emails. If you're not getting the emails, double check. You do have to opt in through Brian's website. Go to topambitleaders.com. If you're thinking that, well, gosh, I've already done that, but I'm not getting the weekly announcements, check your junk mail. I didn't realize they did this until after it was done, but they changed the sender's name, and it is coming from ram@ambitdna, which is Mary and I. So look for that. It might be going to your junk mail. You might have to white label that or whitelist it or whatever the heck they call it, and make sure you accept that one coming in. But that happened sometime around October, so some people have been getting them for a little while, and I was unaware. So just double-check that or re-opt in, and then keep an eye out for it. If you have any problems with that, please don't hesitate to send us an email on that. We'll get the admin to fix it. The other thing I want to leave you guys with is that the VIP tickets are up for Ambit Power Trip in Dallas, which is April 4, 5, and 6. The fourth is a Super BP. The fifth is going to be the leadership breakfast, and then the evening with Chris and Jerry doing open Q&A like they do every year. And then the sixth is going to be all-day training with top leaders from around the country. So take advantage of those VIP tickets because they won't be up super long, or at least until they sell out, then we move to the next batch of tickets. So please take advantage of that. And if you are not registered for Simulcast, do not go to bed tonight without getting registered for that, because you cannot participate in the promotional bonuses that are going on right now. So you must be registered for Simulcast. And then on top of that, obviously, Simulcast attendees, whether it's online or in person, you're not going to get the bonuses that are there. And I can tell you there's enough rumors going around that I promise you guys something hot coming. I can't tell you specifically because I don't know specifically. I'm going to try to pump it out of corporate sometime this week, but I may not get it out of them. So what I can tell you is that they've never let us down. So rally your team. Make sure that happens for you and your team. You know, this could be the beginning of a fantastic year for yourself if you press in and get those people on your team registered, but you got to be registered first.
Yeah, Richard and I just came back from our annual vision trip where we take a week out and we work on our marriage, we talk about our kids, what we're working on with them, and we work on our business. And we have 2019 and part of 2020 mapped out. And I'm going to tell you right now, you got to map out time for your business. And I think after simulcast, it's going to be a very busy hopping time. So make sure you map out 6 to 8 weeks after simulcast. It's going to be some exciting stuff happening. So you guys have a great night. We're going to turn it back over to you, Brooke, so you can unmute the line so everyone can say goodnight.
All right. Thank you so much. Good night. Thanks again, Jay and Teresa. Thanks, Richard and Mary. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brooklyn, New York.
Thank
good night.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's an awesome meeting, guys. Thanks.
This is Laura from